Okay, Mark, let's talk about the neat laser level. Everybody seems to be entranced by these laser levels.
Yeah, they've really flooded the market recently, and we've really got on board with what we call our 3-in-1 laser level. It's a combination stud finder, laser level, and a work light. It has a nice small characteristic to it. It's easy to use. It's like I said, it fits in your hand very nicely. I don't know if anybody's ever used laser levels, but these are great for finding like studs behind the wall. If you want to hang shelving materials and things like that, you simply place it on the wall, move it horizontally until three little indicator lights light up in sequence, and it tells you right where the stud is, so you can figure out where to put the screws or whatever into the wall.
And then, of course, it creates that line across the wall. Because is that the type of level this is that it'll shoot the line?
It has a series of bubble levels, so you can shoot the a very bright red laser line across the wall horizontally for, like, hanging pictures. Or you can even put it down at the floor and shine a nice bright vertical line on your wall for, like, hanging wallpaper. It's very, very handy to use.
Yeah, it's these are neat things. And of course, if you want to angle it too, like sometimes you see these people who want to put pictures up on a wall, going up a staircase.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and they want to keep the bottoms of the pictures or the corners
exactly,
parallel with that the rise and run of the stairs.
Yeah, you can stagger your pictures however you want, and you can make sure they're all nice and uniform in terms of their horizontability and so on. It's not that's a word, but yeah. You can really...
We're allowed to make up words on the radio. We can say whatever we want. Within FCC guidelines, of course.
These are available at tomboytools.com for like $29.95, and I think they're an extremely good bargain for you to get.
Oh, absolutely. You know. And of course, now for those... one of the other things I wanted to talk about, too, just real briefly, a lot of people may forget or not realize that the strength, or what I call the core business of Campbell Housefield, if they really want to get ready for the spring, is, you know, you guys, compressors, pressure washers, power washers. I mean, the full line of what you guys bring to the table, it's really pretty impressive.
Yes, we do. We have inflators for inflating, of course, like tires and air mattresses and so on. We have, of course, as you know, we have the light-duty compressors that you can use for powering your nailers and staplers. We have the more heavier-duty compressors for such as doing work on your car, removes lug nuts, impact wrenches to remove lug nuts. We've got... Also, for those kinds of applications, you might need a compressor that's the higher air output, for like a vertical tank compressor. But we have lots of items that you can use that you can buy at your local stores.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. It's really kind of funny. John Brown, who works at your company there, he's a great guy, and I'll never forget the first time I met him. I came in and I actually met John and Hillary Meyer, and we. I was my typical undiplomatic self and said pretty quickly how much I'm not a real big fan of pressure washers. Well, that's not that's not the right thing to say when you're inside Campbell Housefield's building, you know. But anyway, but I explained why, that, you know, for, you know, how on decks they can, if you don't know how to use one, they can be highly destructive. But there are so many other good uses. I actually took the Campbell Housefield pressure washer that I have and did an experiment where I was using it to get some algae and moss off asphalt roof shingles about actually 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it just works splendidly, you know, if you know how to use it. So it's a great tool.
Go to chpower.com, and you'll see a lot of our products there. It's very nicely laid out for you. And anything from spray guns to air tools to, of course, all the compressors, nailers. It's an excellent source to go to.
Yeah, you've got a bunch of stuff. Well, we're almost out of time, so I want to thank you, Mark, for taking time and waking up early and coming in to talk to us and tell us everything you know about all these wonderful cordless tools.
It was my pleasure, Tim. It was great to be here.
Yeah, well, you did just swell, man. So thanks for coming in. So once again, if you want to know anything more, if you want to get more details about all these great cordless tools, chpower.com or tomboytools.com, go there. And even, same thing, if you just go online and just type Campbell Housefield Tools, you'll find it. Also, I launched at Ask the Builder this week all these new online courses. Go to askthebuilder.com right now to the homepage. You're not going to believe what you're going to see there. I'm not kidding. Askthebuilder.com. These cool courses that you take, and I just send all the information to you via email. I'll be here soon next week. I want you to have a Merry Christmas. This is Tim Carter, Ask the Builder. Denny McCune's coming up, and you're listening to WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati.